What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yesterday, we were talking about how Airbnb had yanked all of the listings for their rental properties in the illegally occupied areas of the West Bank and Gaza and East Jerusalem. And now Booking.com is coming under pressure to do exactly the same thing. Israel, of course, is denouncing Airbnb's decision and is threatening legal action against the company. In fact, Israel has gone to the U.S. government to complain about Airbnb's refusing to list rentals for properties built on stolen land. So you can say, you can see how bizarre this is all getting. Israel's going to the U.S. government saying, you make them help us rent the stolen property. That's what's going on out there here. Meanwhile, in Asia, over at the Asian summit, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is beating the war drums again. Apparently, he tried to do a stare down with some of the other diplomats there. But Pence has effectively ruled out any deals being made between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And basically said the U.S. will not change its course until China changes its ways. In other words, the tariff wars are going to continue. And let's be blunt. China is supposed to bow to the demands of American imperialism and accept a subservient semi-colonial status. Or it'll be war. Here's your rifle, Mike. Here's your parachute. Here's your day glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture centers. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane. We'll tell Xi Jinping you're on your way to kick his butt. And when you fly over Oahu, we'll look up and wave at you. Over in North Korea, they have started blowing up some of the frontline guard posts along the DMZ as part of the agreement with South Korea to start to ease tensions. See, this is the way the Asians do business. Each side gives a little, each side gives a little more, each side gives a little more. It's not supposed to be one side gives everything and then the other side moves. That's why North and South Korea are making progress and North Korea and Washington, D.C. are not. Okay. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. It looked like we were going to have a good day on the stock markets, and we did for the S&P and the NASDAQ. But at the end of the day, there was a sell-off where the Dow Jones ended just microscopically in the red. But overall, it's just been a really rough weekend. And according to this article that came out of Goldcorp, the stock markets still remain extremely overvalued, which is something we have been warning about for quite some time. And it's just not there. Now, everybody is still talking about the FANG stocks, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google stocks. They've lost about $1 trillion since the top here. Mark Zuckerberg's net worth has dropped $34 billion since July. Bezos has lost $42 billion. I understand they're both setting up GoFundMe pages, you know, save a billionaire or some such thing. And I'm sure they'll do all right. I'm sure they had something in a piggy bank somewhere here. Spotify stock reached a new low at $120.55. And had a little bit of a dead cat bounce and closed at 130. But apparently the investment grade credit slump may not be over yet. And that's going to cause liquidity problems for a lot of ongoing companies, not to mention startups here. Apparently, credit card delinquencies have blown through the financial crisis peak at 4,705 smaller U.S. banks. So the news is not necessarily good here. Okay. Let's talk about immigration and the refugee crisis here. As you know, the Mexicans are not happy about the migrant caravan. There have been quite a few confrontations, quite a few protests. And apparently a Mexican journalist who's there on the ground is starting to report on what's really going on there. There are children accompanied by women who are not their mothers, raising the possibility that these children are going to be trafficked. Many of the caravan migrants are armed with Glocks and AR-15s. And apparently there has been quite a bit of violence in Tijuana. Apparently was started by the people in the caravan. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Story coming on out of 12160.info. Apparently, the White House late yesterday authorized the U.S. military troops deployed at the Mexican border to use lethal force and conduct law enforcement operations. This is coming out of Military Times. And the memo signed by Chief of Staff John Kelly gives DOD personnel the freedom to conduct a show or use of force, including lethal force where necessary, crowd control, temporary detention, and cursory search in order to protect border agents from the migrant families crossing the border to get into the United States and help themselves to all the free stuff that you're going to be paying for. It was a smart move to do. And it's necessary. And again, if that Mexican journalist is correct, these migrants are armed with Glocks and AR-15s. And our military has to be able to respond here. So let's talk about yesterday's recall of romaine lettuce. And do not use. This is nationwide. And they have not been able to identify any single company where this contaminated, E. coli contaminated romaine lettuce is coming from. It just seems to be everywhere. Well, there's another possibility. Free access borders to Central Americans and refugees bring in intestinal parasites, of which E. coli is one, along with hookworm, tapeworm, amoebic dysentery, plus untreatable tuberculosis, scabies, typhus, cholera, and various rodent host diseases. This romaine lettuce situation may be directly related to the open borders. And the reason they can't find a single point source for it is there is no single point source. It has come in all across the southern border. And by the way, I was just seeing another story on Fox News. Apparently, there's now a concern that some of the turkeys that are being prepared are contaminated with salmonella. And they're saying that, yes, when you bake the turkey, the salmonella will be killed. The concern is that if you touch the turkey and then you touch other food immediately thereafter, you can pass the salmonella on. So now they've issued a warning saying, after you touch one bit of food, wash your hands really good before you go to the next one. So, okay. Over in Great Britain, people are getting really fed up with Theresa May. They're basically viewing her as having been the author of a horrendous lie when she claimed she was ending European jurisdiction over Britain. Because when you look at this nearly 600-page draft agreement, it's exactly the opposite. It's going to keep Britain tied to EU laws and customs, environment, labor standards, social standards, and fiscal costs for years. And so people are saying, I don't get it. How do you keep Britain tied to EU laws without being subject to EU jurisdiction? And of course, the corporate media isn't asking that question, because they're in on that globalist agenda as well here. Now, another little wrinkle has shown on up. As you know, in all the Brexit negotiations, Ireland is concerned. Scotland is concerned. They actually want to stay in the EU. And so they're talking about maybe they need to go back to this idea of not being part of the United Kingdom anymore. Meanwhile, Spain is out there saying it's time to talk about Gibraltar. Now, Gibraltar, as you know, is at the mouth of the Mediterranean. Got a big rock there. And technically, geographically, it is part of Spain, but it's under British control. And so Spain is now saying that if Britain leaves the EU, that's going to complicate their comings and goings with Gibraltar. And how are they going to solve that? And if there isn't a solution worked out, they're going to vote no on whatever Brexit deal is being offered. So whether one vote from Spain could kill the deal or not is still very much up in the air. Okay, over, this is really getting weird. A story out of InfoWars. Over in Arizona, in Boulder County, the Superior Elementary School, an elementary school, is going to show students as young as 5 years old videos from the Queer Kids Stuff YouTube channel ahead of a performance in late November from the Phoenix, Colorado's Trans Community Choir. And, of course, the Boulder County Chief Communications Officer, Randy Barber, saying, we really don't believe that you can be too young to learn about inclusivity and differences in the community. But the parents, of course, are up in arms, saying it's too early for elementary school children to be learning about transgender issues. And they feel the district is forcing an agenda on them. Yeah, it is. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic in education? Because when I was in elementary school, that's what we were being taught, how to do things, how to read, how to write, how to memorize your multiplication tables, because we didn't have calculators back then. That's what we learned. We learned stuff that was necessary to find jobs in our local community. These days, kids go to school and it's transgender this and global warming that. It's all indoctrination. And the academic scores are showing it. The academic scores of our kids have been dropping for years. They cannot compete academically with children from other countries. We're a nation in decline. Our kids may be believing the things they're supposed to believe. Can they compete in a modern, technological, global marketplace? Unfortunately, the answer to that one is no. Now, yesterday we were talking about Celine Dion, who is now venturing into the world of gender-neutral fashion design for children. And this very bizarre commercial that she did. And now we're hearing that over in London, Sadiq Khan's City Hall is replacing the female toilets and shower rooms with gender-neutral facilities. And people are already saying these changes are going to be rolled out across the entire city next and possibly put biological women at risk. Now, it can be made to work, and I know this because when I worked in Rome many, many years ago, the company I was working at had a non-gendered restroom. And it was basically, there was a room full of stalls with doors that you could do your private stuff, and then the washing and cleanup area was shared. And it actually did work very well. But not everybody was comfortable with it. But now they're going to be putting that out as the new normal over there in London here. Getting into the world of computers and computer equipment here, apparently Google's crackdown on developers is proving to be very ineffective. The problem of malware posing as innocent games in the Play Store is apparently a lot larger than was anticipated. And today, a security researcher at ESET, Lucas Stefanko, called out 13 Google Play Store apps which were originally malware, disguising themselves under the name of the driving game for Android. The Android apps, which ranked on the Google Play Store with installs of more than 580,000, were removed by Google as soon as the story came on out. It is a huge problem. Malware, cybercrime, it's a huge, huge problem. And yes, Trump just signed a proclamation creating yet another agency that will ostensibly deal with the problem and will prove to be completely ineffective. Over in Manhattan, Nicholas Truglia allegedly stole $1 million from a Silicon Valley executive by hacking into his phone and stealing his cryptocurrency. Now, he wasn't very good at it. This guy actually got caught, and he's looking at 21 felony counts for going on a hacking spree that targeted six victims. And I hope they make an example out of him. And I wish corporate media would make a big stink about this. Yes, we got one. We're going to make an example out of him. But apparently, he successfully hacked onto six victims' phones, all Silicon Valley executives, but he was only able to steal money from Robert Ross. Now, as I said the other day, if you want to be safe, you shouldn't have economic information, banking information, even a password file, on your portable devices that you take out of the house. Not to be just keeping it private. Little statistic you may want to be thinking about. There's been a study on mass shootings and discovered that 97.8% of mass shootings since 1950 occurred in so-called gun-free zones. Clearly, this is an idea that does not work. Because, like gun laws, the law-abiding people will leave their guns at home, and only those of ill intent, willing to break the law, will have guns. I would say that we need to take down all those signs that say gun-free zone, and replace them with a sign saying, one-third of the people here are carrying concealed. You figure out which one-third. Or something to that effect. You know, violent people will be shot. Survivors will be shot again. And take a hardline approach to this. I mean, the reality is the gun grabbers love gun violence. They want it. They need it to push their agenda, because their agenda is a totally disarmed and helpless population so that you'll do what you're told to do. And there are indications that a lot of these so-called mass shootings have in fact been staged events precisely to push that gun grabber agenda. So, and unfortunately, with the Democrats now in charge of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi is already out there saying, yeah, we're coming for the guns. We're coming for the guns. Guns are bad. Well, your guns are bad. Our guns are good. The guns that we send to these other countries are good, but your guns are bad. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And going to step back to the political news for a little bit here. All during the run-up to the midterms, Ocasio-Cortez, like most Democrats, campaigned on promises of loads of free stuff, free tuition, free health care, free this, free that, and was challenged by some journalists saying, how are you going to pay for it? And she just kept saying, we're just going to pay for it. That was her answer. We'll just pay for it. You know, that's all we need to know. We'll just pay for it. Apparently, Democratic Congresswoman-elect Jennifer Wexton didn't understand that there was a reason Alexandria wasn't moving forward with any more detail about how they're going to pay for the free stuff, because it isn't free. And Jennifer Wexton basically came on out on TV admitting, oh, yeah, well, they're going to raise the taxes. You know, we're going to have that single payer healthcare system, but it's going to require a massive tax increase. What was it Reagan once said that a government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have? And he was absolutely right about that. Apparently, Amazon has been hit with a major data breach. just before Black Friday. And again, I have no intention of going near a shopping mall on Friday. I don't want to see my brains bashed out by somebody who's desperate to get a discounted CD player. Actually, I'm giving my age away there. Does anybody play CDs anymore? It's all MP3s and streaming stuff now. Okay, the head of the United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP, has stepped down after racking up nearly $500,000 in air travel and hotel costs. An audit has called his globetrotting extravaganza, quote, a reputation risk, end quote. So Erik Solheim, who's Norway's former environmental minister and the head of UNEP since 2016, found himself in the middle of this controversy in September when it was revealed that he was away from UNEP's headquarters in Nairobi some 80% of the time. Nice work if you can get it. A preliminary report on him prepared by the UN Office of Internal Oversight Services was leaked to The Guardian, detailing the official's exorbitant traveling spend, which accounted for 529 days out of 668 that had been audited. This guy was having fun. Get to travel all over the world. I'm with the United Nations here. Over on Facebook, they've shut down the 40,000-member private CalGuns group. And apparently one of the issues that Facebook had was the cover photo for the group, which was an image of the Constitution. Apparently, Facebook finds the Constitution to be objectionable, or that some other people might find it to be objectionable. I'm sorry, that's the Constitution. That is the bedrock of our entire country. That is the original contract with America, under which we, the people, allow the central government to be the caretaker of our national sovereignty. That's what the federal government's job is. They're caretakers. Just think of them as, you know, walking along with a little mop and a bucket, emptying the trash. That's their job. They work for us, not the other way around. Okay, another little story that's coming on out. This is at 12160. Yet another study has identified super high levels of aluminum in the brains of autistic patients. Where else do you find aluminum? It's used in many vaccines as an adjuvant. You have to look at some of these adjuvants in the vaccines and wonder, is it just incompetence or not caring? Or is the medical industrial complex intentionally trying to keep people sick in order to make more money off of them? We certainly know that there's been a pattern of trying to get people hooked on these opioids to get them to be permanent, repeat, addicted customers. It's all about the money, and it all goes back to Richard Nixon when he signed the Health Maintenance Organization bill. Prior to that, healthcare was about healthcare. Doctors and hospitals were not allowed to make huge amounts of profits. Nixon basically took that all away, turned it into yet another racket. Why we have the most expensive health care in the world, and it's like 33rd in quality. All right, we got to take another break here for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently there is another recall that's out there. And this involves 100,000 pounds of ground beef, possibly tainted with E. coli, and this is the second large meat recall in as many months by JBS USA, which is a unit of the world's largest meat processor, Swift Beef Company. And they're basically recalling this beef, and it was made available to retail distributors and food service providers in five states, including California, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. And it's rather alarming that the food safety in this country appears to be in decline. And I understand these companies are having to sort of pull back and cut corners, but that's where the FDA and the USDA are supposed to be stepping on in and making sure that they toe the line. Now, I'm glad they caught this in time. But it gets a little scary out there sometimes. We got a notification the other day about some product we bought over at Sam's Club being sued, class action, for a false advertising, making claims about the product that weren't true. It's another sign of the decline of the United States here. Okay. Next Monday, well, actually, looks like it probably already happened. They're saying it was pushed back. Anyway, SpaceX is running a mission dubbed SSOA. This is called a SmallSat Express, and basically it's going to use a single SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket to launch more than 60, that's 60, small satellites into space. A lot of people are very concerned because of the satellite's small size, difficult to track, difficult to know where they're going. And again, there is a growing concern about the amount of debris that is up there. And I know when I was a kid and they were just starting all of this stuff, the idea was space was vast. It was open. There was just all this room up there. Which, yeah, when all it was Sputnik and Explorer 1, there was a lot of room. But it's getting crowded up there. And there have been known collisions between satellites. Even the space shuttle got a big ding in one of its windscreens from just a tiny fleck of debris. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know, you mentioned the occasional cortex, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. What a wonderful play on words there. And she is an occasional cortex all of her own. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I thought was funny. I don't know if you caught this, but she seems to think that the three branches of government are actually the three chambers of Congress, and these three chambers of government are the presidency, the Senate, and the House. Now,
yes.
This is what New York elected as their representative. Seriously?
Yep.
Seriously.
Seriously.
I mean, this is what passes for basic civics. I mean, we learned this, you and I, right about the same age, Mike.
Yep.
I think I might be a little bit. Well, no, I think we're right about the same age. And, you know, this is basic, what, sixth, seventh grade civics?
Yeah.
So back in our day, it was called social studies.
Yeah, yeah, and that they taught us how the government worked and that we had to hate the communists.
Yeah, yeah, right. We see how that worked out. But I just think it's amazing. Here is a supposed college graduate that seems to think the three branches of government are actually three chambers of Congress. And I mean, seriously, folks, and you wonder why this country is as screwed up as it is.
It's been a big problem, and it didn't start with Alexandria. I mean, we've pointed out over the years about how we have members of Congress who really don't know the law. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know how things work. It's very frightening to have members of Congress passing legislation on issues about computers and the Internet who themselves don't know how to use computers or what the Internet actually does. And that's just a guaranteed formula to get bad laws, or at least, you know, to have lobbyists come on in and say, we'll tell you what this all means. Just vote the way we want you to vote.
Right. Well, you know, when you can have a junior lecturer masquerading as a constitutional professor, none of
yep.
it should surprise any of us. Thanks, Mike, and we'll talk at you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Now, they're still talking about those California wildfires, which are unfortunately, sadly, still going on. And they're thinking it's going to be another week or so before they have the campfire fully under control here. But as you know, there's been a little bit of a finger pointing back and forth between Governor Jerry Brown and Donald Trump over what's going on, with Donald Trump saying the forests have been mismanaged in California. And in this case, Donald Trump is right. Governor Moonbeam, environmentalist, liberal, wanted to preserve and protect the forests rather than properly maintain and manage them, and they did get out of control. And they've been going back and forth about this for some time. Apparently, loggers in California, professionals who are with that forest, they live there, they work there, basically came on out and said, yeah, Trump is right. Trump is absolutely right. There is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly fires in California, except that forest management is so poor. And the loggers have come on out and said that you got to take care of the floor of the forest. You've got to keep the debris under control. You got to keep the fire breaks open. Now, the corporate media, of course, is attacking Donald Trump over this because that's what the corporate media likes to do. But he's right on this one. And it's not like we haven't seen this happen before, because we have. Not just in California. It seems to go through a cycle. All right. Now, this is an interesting story. There was this guy, John Allen Chow, 27-year-old from Alabama. He's a Christian. And he wanted to visit this tiny island near India, near the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. It's called North Sentinel Island. And it's actually illegal to go there. Contact with the endangered Andaman tribes living in isolation from the world is illegal because of the risks to them from outside disease. And there's only about 100, 150 of them. So Chow basically went on the island because he wanted to preach Christianity to them. They promptly shot him with arrows and left his body on the beach. So that didn't work out very well. Now they're trying to figure out how they're going to get the body back without getting shot at themselves here. And here's yet another story about vaccines. This is a guy in Las Vegas, and guy was named Shane Morgan. And he was given a flu shot on the 2nd of this month, and immediately afterwards began showing symptoms of the flu. His wife, Monique, was saying 36 hours after he got the shot, he started showing flu-like symptoms, and then it turned into paralysis. He wound up having to go to the ICU at the hospital. Now, the doctors treating Shane are saying it could be a Guillain-Barré syndrome that's often linked with the flu shot. And it's very angering there to, like, go down to, like, you know, the local pharmacy, and on the front door they say, you know, we'll give you a discount on your flu shot. Come on back and we'll stick you with a needle. And he says, no, thank you. Don't want to do that at all. Do not want to do that at all. Okay, apparently George Soros sold a huge amount of his stocks right before the October crash began. Gee, I wonder how he knew to do that. More and more people are starting to look at this Central American caravan and realizing somebody put a lot of money into it to get those migrants to come on up here and hover at the fence, as it were. Okay. Apparently, the district attorney in the Avenatti domestic violence case is saying it's not a felony. And as much as I dislike Avenatti, I tend to agree, because I saw the photos of his actress girlfriend. She's got a couple of thumbprints on her, but and it's not nice to beat up your girlfriend or your wife. But I think she was seeing it as more of an opportunity to get her name in the media to advance her career than having really had any kind of an issue here. Okay. Apparently, more millennials are moving back home, and apparently it's making everyone depressed. 20-somethings and their parents experience a blow to their mental health when they boomerang back. Well, I can sort of understand why that might be the case. I mean, when you're going through that situation of moving out, for the student, the graduate, it's all of a sudden that feeling of, hey, I'm on my own. I now have a lot more personal freedom. And for the parents, of course, it's like, you know, we've got our lives and our privacy back, and we can get on with things. And then all of a sudden, because of the economy and the student loans and the rest of it, you have to reverse that. And the student has to give up that newfound freedom to go back home, because his parents are going to go back to being his parents. You know, they're going to have the same rules and everything going on. So I can see where, yeah, that would be a depressing situation for everybody. And let's see. Taking a look here. Apparently, there is a whistleblower in the Danske Bank laundromat case saying a complex web of big banks were involved, and Deutsche Bank moved $150 billion through their U.S. unit. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And Jesse James was right. The real outlaws are the bankers here. Okay, let's take a look. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. And let's see. Stores that will be open tomorrow. Bass Pro Shops, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bath and Body Works, they don't have an opening time. Beals Florida, Belk, Best Buy, Big Lots, Cabela's, CVS, regular business hours. Dick's Sporting Goods, Dunham, okay, hang on a second. Dick's Sporting Goods, Dunham Sports, Dollar General, Fred's, GameStop, JCPenney, Kohl's, Kmart, Macy's, Major, Michaels, New York & Company, Old Navy, Rite Aid, Sears, Shopko, Stage Stores, Target, Ulta, Victoria's Secret, Walgreens, and Walmart. It's just a big, it's just another marketing. Come on. We're going to have Black Friday followed by Cyber Monday. And it's all about getting the money out of your pocket. And by the way, I know I mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. There are no real Black Friday discounts. What they've been doing all during the month is just starting to raise the prices on everything in the store. Bit by bit, so you're not really noticing it. But if you've been in the store over the last week, you're looking at the price. Oh, yeah, they're kind of high. Then what they're going to do on Friday is knock the prices back down to what they were before. And everybody's going to get all excited. And they're going to whip out their plastic, and they're going to scream and yell at each other. And, again, some of these videos I've seen from Black Friday at places like Walmart, it's not a pretty picture of the American people. And why this dramatic overconsumption and need to buy things? It's almost become a social disease. And yes, I could see where it's even an addiction, because it is a thrill to whip out the cash or the plastic, and all of a sudden you've got something in your hand to take home. And I think people can actually get hooked on that feeling. Shopaholics, there's actually a name for it. So, and we have all these retailers and advertising agencies who actually hire professional psychologists to figure out new ways to motivate you to spend, 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 spend. So we'll see what happens. And I understand the retailers are desperate. If they have another terrible holiday shopping season, some of them are going to disappear. Now, during the holiday shopping season, they're going to say, it's going great. Everybody's buying. The stores are running out of the products you wanted to get. You waited too long. And they do that every year. They did it last year. All during the holiday shopping season. Oh, it's great. It's a wonderful shopping season. Get on out there and, you know, get with the program here. And then come January and the real numbers come on out and they're not good. So, like I said, Claire and I have no intent. We're not going out tomorrow. We're not going on out Friday. We're going to do a little extra shopping this afternoon after the radio show. We're going to stay home and away from the Papuli drivers, which is the Hawaiian word for crazy. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire, and one of the members just posted a story over at whatreallyhappened.com about Black Friday, titled, There Will Be Blood. And it starts out, have a happy pre-manufactured for-profit holiday tomorrow, and I would advise to stay out of stores on Friday. There will be blood. And because bloody fights are worth a Merry Christmas. It's a funny article here. Anyway, getting on back to Thanksgiving, and of course, over the centuries, the story has been distorted. For one thing, it was originally held, you know, in the middle of summer here. And let me see if I can find that old article about it. Apparently, the current date that we have was set by Abraham Lincoln. And the original, the very first Thanksgiving was held on June 20th, 1776. And was basically declared by the colony. And if you read this, there's nothing in it about the Indians coming to help the colony. In fact, it basically talks about the present war with the heathen natives of this land. You know, it does talk a lot about God, but they had the solemn Thanksgiving. So again, over the years, history gets distorted. It's, in fact, I think probably at this point, having done what I've been doing for the last almost quarter of a century, I would say I've come to the understanding that most of what I think is history or have been taught as history is garbage. It's junk. It's lies to serve somebody's agenda, to make somebody rich, to help somebody get our money out of our pockets, to sell us a policy, a president, a war, and that there's no profit in the truth, and that's why there's so little of it. Mark Twain used to say that truth is the most valuable thing we have, therefore let us economize it, which does seem to be the position that our government takes pretty much all the time, along with the corporate media. Anyway, I'm looking at the corporate news feed, and I guess that everybody's already getting into vacation mode. I can feel it. Claire can feel it. They're doing a story about, you know, what's the best time of day to eat your Thanksgiving meal? And now they're talking, of course, about the travel headaches. And apparently this year is setting a record for travel, because even more than Christmas, this is when people get together, which is what we're going to be doing using FaceTime and Skype. And apparently they're showing an aerial shot of the 405 freeway in Los Angeles. And apparently it is gridlocked. With all the holiday traffic. So if you are in fact going somewhere for Thanksgiving tomorrow, check your routes, check your maps, leave early, be safe, please. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.